is Yusuf.
And this is
In-Flight Entertainment. Yes. And I hope everyone had a really great, relaxing Memorial Day weekend, extended weekend. How was your extended weekend, Gemma?
It was good. I didn't do any work, and I watched a whole lot of TV and hung out with some friends.
All right. American Dream.
Yep.
And
you?
I worked for the most part, but, you know, got a chance to, watch a little bit of television, and we watched Saving Private Ryan, because I actually have the 4K remastered version on Blu-ray, so I felt like, hey, you know what, it's the weekend to watch something like this, so, and plus, I love that movie, so I rewatched Private Ryan.
I mean, for Memorial Day, it is the perfect, it's a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. But today, we're doing definitely something lighter, funnier, piffier, and Irelandish. Yeah, that's not even a word.
So we are diving into the world of Pixie, which... is about a young woman who, to avenge her mother's death, she masterminds a heist but must flee across Ireland from gangsters, take on the patriarchy, and choose her own destiny. This movie came out late last year. It wasn't in the theaters, and it's currently on Amazon where you can rent it for a few dollars.
Yes. And the movie stars... Olivia Cook, I really like her as an actor. She's really good. I mean, she needs to be in more movies. The earlier film Sound of Metal, the latest film, Oscar nominated film, star Riz Ahmed. She co-starred as his girlfriend in the movie. Again, like, great performance. And also, she was Artemis in Ready Player One. And actually, another movie that kind of went under the radar, it was released in 2017. It was called Thoroughbreds. It starred her and Anna Taylor-Joy. I think that's her full name. Really good. It was a dark comedy. But yeah, Olivia Cooke, like, definitely did her thing in that also. And she can carry a movie, definitely.
Yeah, she was also in the TBS show, The Bates Motel, which is a pretty creepy show that's worth checking out.
Oh, she was in Bates Motel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't watch it. Is that the one with, what's the name? Vera Farmiga was the mom, was Norman's mom?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, that was the one. Yeah, I know she was in it. I need to.
The woman from The Conjuring, Vera Farmiga.
Yeah, her. Okay, yeah, I need to revisit that one. I mean, I'm really critical of like psycho, like one offs or anything like that because I love the original so much. But I heard Bates Motel is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I watched the first season. It's a nice character development type of show.
Okay. Well, how crazy did Norman really get? Let us see.
Right.
this film have the one, the only, the Alec Baldwin in here.
Right. He is a Irish priest that is also a drug dealer, which is just, I was trying to explain this movie to someone and they were like, who's famous in it? And I was like, well, Alec Baldwin plays a Irish priest that's a drug dealer. He was like, okay.
It's like, what more do you want? You know, like, and it is like, oh, it is in his bad, like, Irish, like, accent.
It's so bad.
Oh, Lord. He's amazing. Yeah, so okay, it's interesting because the movie opens up with the pixie character kind of looking down at the grave of her mom. And she says something. I don't know if it was like a poem or like it was something kind of cryptic. And then we kind of get into the movie because it takes place in, I love it. The title card says like Once Upon a Time in the West, and then it was like Ireland. Right.
Yeah, it's placed in Northern Ireland.
So yeah, we have like kind of rural Ireland-ish areas, right? A lot of mountains, a lot of road, a lot of beautiful area shots, of course, because it's, you know, Ireland, right? You've been there, right?
I've not been to Ireland. No. I've been to Scotland and England, but I have not been to like Wales and Ireland.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we need to mark that. The in-flight entertainment crew had on location segments when we actually start traveling to places.
That would be very nice. Yes.
Yes, it's gotta happen. So now we get to these two, we drop in on these two strangers in a car, like heading somewhere. And the location we cut to is this church, right? Right. So,
yeah,
pull up at this church and we're thinking like, okay, they're about to go do confessionals or something. But then they put on like animal, like party mask, Halloween match, yes. Yeah, they grab a couple of guns and come storming in the church. So automatically, it's like, when I seen this scene, I was like, okay, someone or the director really liked Guy Ritchie, because it felt very Guy Ritchie-ish, like that scene.
I think it feels very much like a Martin McDonough script. He did In Bruges.
Mm, yeah.
And Seven Psychopaths.
Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the story, yes. Yes, most definitely. And like how the scene is constructed, it definitely, well, not with a manic kind of film style as a Guy Ritchie movie, but like that whole like subversion of what you think is going to happen or what's happening, you know, it's like, yeah. Which guy's like good for, and then the setting, you know, it's like, oh, it's like over there somewhere. So I always Guy Ritchie. If it's like London or someplace, Ireland, it feels very Guy Ritchie-ish.
Yeah. It definitely has a little bit of that energy in the opening scene. Yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah. So the two hoods rob the, like the circle of like priests that's in like the room that's kind of talking, like you're thinking they're talking a religion, but I think it was like a drug exchange amongst the priests that was going down. Okay. And then this slingshots and back to the pixie character. It's interesting, like far as like how this film is structured, because how the first 15 minutes of the movie played out, it was almost like it was trying to be Pulp Fiction random with the characters. It's like you drop in on this character, something happens. You drop in on this character, something happens. And you try to figure out like the interconnectivity, but eventually you see it. But it was very jumbled a little bit, because it was like, okay, we saw Pixie first shot. All right. And then we go back maybe four or five scenes later with her in the airport. Like she's about to go to San Francisco. But something went wrong because she knew the hoods that robbed the priest. and it kind of went sideways. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely that feel of like that whole, oh, okay, you don't really know what's going on with these characters the first, like, you know, 10 minutes or so. But then everything kind of falls into place when all the characters are united, you know, so to speak.
Yeah. So the reason why it reminds me of Martin McDonagh's writing is he's done a couple different plays that open up in that same way. So he did one called The Lieutenant of Inishmore, where we open up to a guy freaking out about his cat that was run over by a car, and he's going to, actually it opens up with him torturing someone. And then you come to find out it's because he thinks the dude killed his cat.
It was a John Wick situation.
Huh?
It was a John Wick situation.
No, he was just really attached to his cat.
Gotcha.
And then there's another one that's the cripple of Inishman. That also, like, you meet all these random characters before you figure out, like, what the fuck's going on. So the beginning of this movie, the first 15 minutes, it gives you the energy of the movie and what you're about to watch, but doesn't necessarily, and you know that it's from Pixie's perspective what's going to be going on. But you don't understand how the priest and the guys in the mask all fit into her world immediately.
Exactly. Yeah, it gets a little mystery going. Then kind of find out that her stepfather is like a hood or one of the leaders of one of the hoods.
So that we come to find out that we don't find out that he's her stepdad till the end of the film, but we find out that her dad runs one of the local drug dealing groups, gangs, and she has a sister and a brother. And we come to find out that the priests are a separate gang in this Irish area. And then you just have all these random other characters that we come to meet and are important in the movie.
Yeah. And then the movie proceeds to flip into kind of this, it's not a road trip because like it was like everything is like close to, but you have, you know, these two guys that just kind of caught in the middle of this craziness. And then you have Pixie, which is pretty much the mastermind. Like she knows more than like she's leading on with everyone. And she's very charismatic. She has this infectious personality. Like she know how to work people around her. Like that's kind of her thing.
Yeah. Basically like all the men, except for her brother, that she interacts with are, so enchanted by her that they basically will do anything for her. So she was supposed to meet up with an ex, this guy Colin. And when she doesn't meet up with him, she goes to a bar and ends up meeting Daniel and Harlan, who end up being her co-conspirators in this trek across the country to sell some drugs and get back at the person that she believes killed her mom.
Exactly. And at the same time, leaving Ireland and, you know, starting her career in, I think it was photography, right? In San Francisco?
Yep. Yeah, photography.
Yeah. Yeah, and a very, very interesting pictures of one of the characters at the end that you finally see.
So it's fantastic because when we meet Daniel and Harlan, who are her co-conspirators, we meet them and it's obvious that Daniel has a crush on Pixie, and they're at a bar and the local drug dealer's like, hey, come to the bathroom with me. Let's do some lines of coke. And while they're in there, the local drug dealer is like, oh, Pixie, she has this weird fetish of taking photos of men that she sleeps with. So Daniel goes over to her house that night thinking that he can get lucky and get her to take some photos. And it ends up that she does like taking photos of men, but she likes taking them, like breaking down who the men are by putting them in makeup and sort of drag.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, I mean, you were another, and also on the flip side, you could say she's kind of a therapist also throughout this whole journey, because you kind of have this kind of hyper, like, masculine approach, you know, to, you know, courtship, so to speak, right? It's like proving themselves as like, hey, you know, like, yeah, like, I get laid because, you know, I'm a dude, whatever, you know. So as the journey kind of goes forward, there's a scene that have these two friends, you know, kind of questioning the whole masculinity thing and their friendship with each other at a certain point. She in her own way, she reveals a lot of things about people, and she exploit a lot of things about people in her own way. Because she's that good, I guess.
Yeah. She helps two of the characters realize it's okay to have feelings for each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you know, don't suppress. Don't suppress. So pretty much, of course, everything comes to a head where the representative of the priest gang, the priest mob, it's called the priest mob, led by Alec Baldwin, and Pixie's dad, who is the head of the rival mob or gang, so to speak. You know, we have a hilarious kind of standoff / shootout in the church. With like nuns with shotguns, and that was pretty awesome. I kind of want to have like a poster with that nun just kind of just blowing people away with that shotgun. Yeah. And like her expression, like, die. That was pretty hilarious. When the smoke clears, Pixie and her two new friends, you know, they get away unscathed. And Pixie, do one more Pixie trick before she get on that plane to San Francisco. And she's off to start her new life, photography in the U.S. of A.
Okay, so our rating is sitting on the sofa watching it, cleaning the house, doing something else, or going outside and facing the unvaccinated masses.
Exactly. I give it a sit down. I mean, you know, it was an hour and a half, and like, you know, the movie moves. I mean, it's definitely not a boring movie, and I don't know, it's just something about Olivia Cooke. I mean, it's like she just have that personality, like, on screen that you, like, it's hard not to deny, like, her personality on screen that, you know, you just want to watch till the end. It was definitely clones of a lot of things that you've seen before. By no means an original movie, by no stretch of the imagination. Like Jenna was said, it's a lot of references, a lot of things to, what was his name again?
Martin McDonagh.
Yeah, McDonagh. Yeah, you could throw Rich in the mix, you could throw Tarantino in the mix, like kind of like that style of, you know, crazy, seedy, odd comical characters doing crazy stuff. Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, it's worth the watch. I give it a sit down.
Yeah, it's sit down for me. I mean, I loved In Bruges and the what is the Seven Psychopaths movie? Yeah. Seven Psychopaths. So it was right up. It was the perfect movie for this weekend for what I needed. And I highly recommend it if you are a fan of Martin, or if you're a fan of like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, just that entire dry, dark comedy.
Set in rural, like, Ireland. yeah, definitely. Yeah, so there you have it. Two buzz down. It was, you know, enjoyable. You know, like I said, don't expect it to set the world on fire, because, it's going to be familiar kind of tropes that you've seen before. But it's done really well in this movie. And, yeah, and the acting is great. Always good seeing Alec Baldwin being crazy. It's always fun to watch. And yeah, definitely. We suggest it. and Genoa, it's for rent on Amazon, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for rent on Amazon. And I think, I don't know, I'm sure probably since it came out late last year, it may be like available on Netflix or something in a couple more months. So it's almost a year old. Yeah, cool. So we will see you guys Thursday with another unique character movie. Until Thursday, wish everyone safe physical distancing and
get your shots.
Yes. Peace.